Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, today, a very important day. It's Cheeseburger Day. Now, to celebrate, Macca's are actually giving away 200,000 free cheeseburgers today. But you have to do it through the app or something like that.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, people, I mean, this is 200,000 across Australia, and it started as of midnight last night.
I get the vibe a lot of them will be gone by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 200,000 is not a whole heap.
I don't know, it's worth your try, though, you know.
But I was having a look before. Macca's jingle, like this thing, they've got so many different versions.
Oh.
Minion version there. But in my little travels around the internet looking at all the different Macca's jingles, I found my new favourite one that I hope they really do adopt.
Ba-ra-ba-ba-ba. I'm Batman.
Some random bloke.
Oh my
was
gosh.
Like, I want to make a Macca's jingle.
Did you know I didn't even know what Macca's was until I was like 10 years of age?
No.
I didn't. I grew up in this small town. Like,
mate, 10 years old? You're probably too old to be getting Happy Meals and McDonald's birthdays by that point.
No, I remember it was the first thing that I actually ate when I was 10. But yeah, but I didn't even know that Macca's existed because there was no Macca's where I was growing up in this town called Brewarrina, right?
Yeah.
And there was no Macca's. Like, the closest Macca's was almost 5 hours drive away.
Is that
so
right?
Yeah, so there was never any commercials for anything on TV for it. So I didn't actually know that you could actually order your food through a speaker box and through a window. I thought you had to go and catch and hunt your food
Not
eat. I'm like, serious? I was like, this is amazing. I mean, we'd go out hunting all weekend and try and get food. Who knew that you could just pay for it out of a window?
God, you and I would have been very different 7-year-olds. I would have been like, yeah, Happy Meal toys.
I was out there riding my kangaroo.
And
riding the sheep.
Dirty before 6:30.
The breaks that are a little bit more risque, the topics that we've got to cover that are probably less appropriate for little ears. And so we put them earlier in the show and they're less likely to be in the car. So if you do have little ears around, maybe you want to earmuff for this one. Now, the concept of a fitness age, like what age your body is.
Oh, you've heard of that before? I have, I reckon. I'll be somewhere in the 40s, I reckon.
Yeah, so you might be like 30, but if you're not very fit or whatever, they kind of age your body as, say, similar to what a fit 40-year-old might be, right? Yeah.
Although I did front squat my almost my weight last night.
Did you?
Yeah, just thought I'd throw that in there. So I'm not showing off
or
anything.
Good on you,
mate. Good on you.
Just casually comes up in conversation. Well, apparently another study has been done around this saying that there are other ways to help reduce your fitness age.
Okay.
So like things like petting animals, going on holiday, seeing pals, and spending time alone with your partner that can reduce up to 12 years younger.
Oh, you mean alone time?
Well, that's actually what the study really focused in on was that intimacy.
Right. Yeah.
So it suggests, how often do you think is normal, Ryan?
Oh, gosh. Yes, well, when you ask the chick that's in the relationship,
like
once a month, once a year.
Okay.
In your case.
Sorry.
Once every 5 years.
Yeah, because I was going to say, 5 years is a pretty standard streak, isn't it? I would have thought. Which is a little bit sad, because apparently it suggests that having it once a week can make you feel up to 15 years younger.
Whoa!
Which I was like, oh my gosh, there is no way I'm getting close to ticking that box, right? But the other thing that it brought up is that once you get even older, people above 50 years old actually reported a decrease in the feeling of their age when they were only doing it 4 times a year.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, 4 times a year, oldies are still beating me.
Well, right? I mean, like, when you're old, you're running out of time, right? You
just
need to try and
get as many
as possible.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
I'm 13, 12, 16 this morning. I'd love to hear from some parents out there. What do you bribe your kids with? When you're trying to get stuff done, what do you bribe them with?
Now, you and I, we aren't parents.
No.
But, I mean...
Fingers crossed.
Jesse!
Sorry. We're talking about this morning. Researchers from UWA have come up with a way to encourage children to take their medicine. So this is medical research. Their answer, mix it with chocolate.
What do you mean?
So that was what the research was about, is
like
ways
melting
to find
the melanin in chocolate. Is that what
I mean,
you're
the article says the new formula is chewable and tastes like chocolate.
Right.
But I mean, the cynic in me goes, you're mixing your medicine with chocolate just enough so that it's just tastes like chocolate.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be that close. Kids will be like, oh, there's chocolate in it. Put it in me. Like, I'll have heaps of
one
this.
One drop.
Yeah, I'll have all the medicine in the world.
I thought they made medicine, like, to be, like, I mean, for kids that are, like, that have that flavor, like strawberry or orange.
It's like
you
sweeter
know?
And stuff like that, yeah.
But I do have to admit, I do remember the taste as a child, and even though they were like, oh, it's a yummy strawberry flavor. No, it tastes like yucky medicine.
But you never had the option of not taking it, did you?
That is true. You just didn't. It was before you could even say anything. As soon as your mouth opened up a little bit, Mum was in there with the spoon, yeah. Knocking half your teeth trying to get it down your throat.
That's like that line from Mary Poppins where it's a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Whenever I watched that as a kid, I was always really disappointed because I was like, oh, no one's giving me sugar to take my medicine. My parents are telling me I have to take it.
Mum's not singing to me.
But
it's
apparently,
like a horrific experience. Mary Poppins did us wrong.
Yeah, but apparently kids these days do have the power to refuse medicine, and because they've been exercising that so much, the UWA researchers have made up this new formula to make the medicine taste like chocolate. And it did get me thinking, what do you bribe your kids with? Because they're obviously kind of bribing them with chocolate to get them to take the medicine. So I thought, get some parents on the phone this morning and share amongst all the parents around WA.
Yes. What were
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Bev from Bunbury, how do you bribe your kids?
I don't bribe them. If you want them to take their medicine and they're refusing, you simply pinch their nose.
Mm.
Then when they need to draw a breath, you pop the spoon in their mouth and they make it every time.
And they inhale the medicine.
But it works.
No.
I mean, they're coughing anyway, right? Yes. Because they're sick. That's how they need to take the medicine. So, I mean, are they coughing because they're choking or coughing because
I mean,
the
they've got to breathe at some point, right?
And they've got to take their medicine. They're obviously not well. So.
Yeah. To be fair, you're looking out for their best interests is really
absolutely
what's happening. I mean, you sound like a very similar parenting philosophy to my parents, Bev. And you know, it's worked. I'm not sick, so we're all good.
How many kids do you have, Bev?
Three. They've grown with their own children now.
Do they use this now?
I've used it on my grandchildren as well.
Oh. Yep. Are your kids like, oh, Mum, remember you used to do that to us?
Yeah, and they still love me, so that's all good.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're still around, you know.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Time for clickbait, the stories that waste your time and make you load through the web page. You read the whole story and you're like, oh, this is not helping. This is not what I wanted at all.
Waste of my time.
So this is just a little public service that we provide to help you know which articles to avoid today. So if you see this headline, Nick Cummins' Bachelorette's devastated after video surfaces of him with another woman.
Click. Oh, I'm so glad I haven't seen this headline because
who
I would have clicked it.
Who is this woman? Click to find the video, of course.
Is it salacious?
Well, I don't actually know. Having read this article, which doesn't feature the video, like it says after video services, well, does it? Because where is it?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen
Wait,
it.
Was it a video for something completely different? So they had the box there?
No video at all. Just a picture of the honey badger. From the stock standard stuff that Channel 10 sends.
Usually they would have like a video which is totally, like it would be from like the first season of The Bachelor or something. It would be totally like unrelated.
Yeah, and can I say this also put me in a really petty mood as well because as I was reading through this, I was like, you've wasted my time and I was really bugged by it, right? And so I've decided to pick apart some other details that I hate about this article.
Okay. Pick away, petty Jesse.
I know that rugby union is not particularly popular in Australia.
Yeah.
It's not a huge sport. AFL and rugby league far outweigh it. But if you're going to write an article about the honey badger, like at least get his details right. He is a former rugby union player, played for the Wallabies, one of the most popular Wallabies to ever play the game.
Yeah.
She, whoever writes this article.
Tells she.
I'm not. Whoever writes this article has said
your words.
Former rugby league star. Okay, he's not a rugby league star, and I usually wouldn't pick on that detail, but it made me really petty because I was hoping to see the video and I didn't get it.
So we don't even know who this woman is?
No, I'm not.
No, I mean like the woman that the Honey Badger is.
No, there's no idea who the person is,
okay.
And you can thank 9.com.au for that.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Now, you love sushi.
I do love a bit of sushi every now and again.
Oh, I love going to those sushi trains. You know, you just pick off as many
as you
want.
Went to my first sushi train on the weekend.
You're 27.
I know. It's been
No judgment. I mean, seriously, I didn't have Macca's until I was 10.
I've never been to a...
I cannot judge you.
I didn't know how much fun they were, but very easy to way to rack up a huge bill.
Oh, my gosh, right? So before you know it, you've like got $60 worth of sushi.
Yeah, all of this awesome stuff comes past. You're like, oh, I'll take one of these, one of those, one of these.
Mate, try being in a relationship. You've got to pay double. Like, that's when it hurts, right?
True.
But I came across this story, right, about this guy who not only ate 100, like, sushi rolls, like, he actually ate 100 dishes from a sushi place.
No way.
Yeah, so you got to think, like, I mean, I think I get to the fifth. Like, that's fifth is my limit, and I roll out of a sushi joint.
When we're talking sushi rolls, so often when you get sushi, it's in the full roll, which is, you know, like 10 centimetres long.
Yeah.
Or are we talking the little cut-up chunks?
We're talking about the little cut-up chunks. So what you get on a plate, because this guy went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place, right?
So you only eat five of those little cut-up bits?
No, five plates of those four little cut-up bits. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, there's like an array of like different things, you know?
Love a bit of chicken and avo sushi.
So this one guy went to this all-you-can-eat sushi place, right?
Yeah.
Smashed 100 plates. He smashed down 100 plates of sushi.
I don't even know how you could possibly do that.
Well, he did, and this is how he's actually done it. So he's on this absolutely extreme diet where he actually fasts for 20 hours a day. He is an Iron Man. Look, I don't want to go into the full details of how he does his diet, but, I mean, obviously gives him enough room to be able to eat as much as he can, right?
Yeah.
The sushi place has banned him from going to this place.
What are you doing? You're making a fortune off this bloke.
No, well, he's only paying $25 for all you can eat.
Is it an all you can eat one?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you not listening to me?
I was back on sushi train.
This is just like a normal buddy relationship here. Same like Elliot. I say my deets and then he's like, what?
I was distracted by the sushi train.
But got me thinking, right? I wonder what we could eat like 100 of.
Yeah, what could you eat 100? I don't know that there's very few things that I could put away 100 of.
See, I'm like, oh, I want to say...
Chicken wings?
Oh, yeah, see, I love chicken wings.
I reckon that's ambitious, though, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I got about 30 chicken wings from Paddy's the other day, and I couldn't even smash any more than 10, really.
Really? Yeah, so it's too ambitious.
Yeah,
too ambitious.
Okay. We're going to put it out there on our social medias and get people to help us with what we can choose. Mm. I reckon someday this week, during the show, we try and smash down 100 of something.
Okay, I feel like this is going to end really poorly.
Possibly. It possibly
there
will.
There is more chance of there being a spew coming from this than there is from Shuey to me.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.